Welcome to today's moment of science. Did you ever wonder by...
Yael, sounds like you've got one of your head colds again.
It's hay fever. I get it every summer.
Hay fever, huh? Must be that goldenrod. It's blooming like crazy.
Actually, that's a misconception. For a long time, people believed that goldenrod was the cause of hay fever. But scientists have discovered that this was a classic case of correlation not implying causality.
Huh?
Correlation is when two things come together. Causality is when one thing brings about another thing. They aren't always the same. So, for example, people suffer from hay fever at the same time that goldenrod blooms. But it doesn't follow that goldenrod causes hay fever.
I guess that's right, but how can we tell?
By understanding how the body works. Allergic reactions are caused by inhaling pollen. Pollen becomes stuck in the tissues of your sinuses. Your body responds to this irritation by producing histamines, which cause inflammation, runny nose, and red eyes.
So how do we know goldenrod isn't releasing the pollen?
Because goldenrod pollen doesn't travel through the air. The goldenrod relies on bees and other insects to carry its pollen around.
No kidding. Then there must be some other plant that's responsible for all the pollen in the air.
And that plant would be ragweed. Nobody notices ragweed, though, because it doesn't have big eye-catching blossoms the way goldenrod does. It's a case of the flower that makes the biggest splash taking the blame for someone else's crimes.
I'm glad to see you're feeling better.
Thank you.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor. And text Tillery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Linda Delf and Gerald Gastony in biology. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.